You got your drink ready to go, and you're like, I'm gonna sit it on the ground, but it's like, I'm gonna kick that over. And you're like, I won't kick it over. Not
You'll kick
today.
it over.
And then I've already kicked it over, yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna get into it. Not gonna get into it.
You talking about me?
I'm talking about you and Thomas are always so weird about people putting their drinks down, and then you
Not
both have
weird.
eyes on them, and you're like, this is what's gonna happen to that drink. And then you're like, absolutely not, that's not what's gonna happen to that drink. And then you know if it does, it's gonna be the best day of your guys' life and the worst day of mine.
It's always like that. That's always what happens. Let me
It's
hear
because you guys have too many eyes on it. It's like
something.
you guys told me I had my drink teetering on the edge when I just had it sitting on a table. You guys were both said it was
I have to
good.
say too, I had a plate sitting where I was comfortable with it sitting on the coffee table, and I was getting yelled at by three people that it was too close to the edge. And I was just like, it's not. I promise I'm looking at it. I've got it covered. And it's just like, you can't do that.
It's
What do you care?
teetering.
If it's teetering, that's it. It's teetering. It's teetering. It's just like,
We're a fun group of people to be around.
I like it though. It's just like you and Tom. It's like our whole family does
I
that
know we're
outside
all
of
awful.
dad.
It's just the one that put the stuff down who gets defensive and mad about it if it's theirs, but if it's
What's going
anyone else's, then
on?
they have something to say.
I know. Then they're like, oh, yeah. Well, Dad was the only one during the teetering incident that defended me because
Dad
I was.
defends everybody. He's just there to defend whoever's getting yelled at.
Yeah, he's always on the side of the person getting yelled
He always
at.
is. Yeah, if there's one person getting ganged up on, Dad is on their side, and he will raise his hand and say, everyone stop talking to Emily.
So they did say that he did say to me that he was disappointed that I caved in and moved the plate. So I don't know if he had my I he did have my back, but he was disappointed that I guess I didn't have my own back. So that's special, right?
Dad does not go into mob mentality.
Good
Yeah,
for
if you,
Dad.
I don't think any of us tell Dad when his stuff is teetering because he will be too stubborn to move it if it
No,
was
he would
teetering.
not
He
move
would not move it.
it. He would move it more off of the table.
He'd probably just whack it off the entire
Yeah.
table if we all ganged up on Dad.
It's like, clean it up. No, he wouldn't say that. He would not say that.
Now it's not teetering, is it, bitches? Just kidding, Dad would never say bitches.
I've never heard Dad say bitches, at least.
I
I don't
don't
know
think
if he
Dad
has.
swears. He gets his point across without swearing.
Yeah, he doesn't swear. He doesn't swear. There's that one time I came home a long time ago and he was watching South Park and I heard him laughing. He didn't hear me come in. And then he saw me and he's like, oh, this show. Like,
Yeah,
it's
he
not like you
pretends.
turn the TV on, Dad. We don't have cable. I know you had the DVDs.
He says he doesn't remember Simpsons too, even though we watched it with him every day.
Yeah, he loves The Simpsons. He loves it. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't. I've watched it over and over again since then, so maybe he doesn't remember. He's more casual, you know. He's like, you know, there's Bart. He'd say, there's Homer, there's
And
Maggie.
the rest.
That's it. That's as far as he's willing to go. He loves Bart, Homer, and Maggie. Well, are we starting? Neighbor's
Some
trash
would say
here.
we already did start.
Neighbor's trash here. The show, the only show that you can listen to that has both of us on it, pitching just immaculately, beautifully constructedly, beautiful pitches for films that you're not going to get anywhere else because these are flawless masterpieces that we have, you know, been workshopping for ages. And we know what we're doing here. So the fact that you're listening to this right now means that
You're
you're
starting
part
to
of something
sound like
special.
Dennis on It's Always Sunny when he was pretending to be a podcast host or when they were a podcast host. Remember that? Don't tell me there's a war going on. There's a war
That is what most podcasts are. It's a bunch of people that aren't informed. I'm not saying this isn't our podcast. I'm just saying it's a lot of people that aren't informed that have half-baked. Most of the time, this is a personal thing for me. Most of the time I leave this podcast and I'm like, I don't believe half of the stuff I said. Or I'm like, I wish I would have taken another day and given that some thought.
Wait, you end
Because
all these podcasts thinking you don't feel the way that you felt on the podcast?
this is earlier, not so much these last like six like gold episodes we've had, but a couple of them where I'm just like, I don't know, because sometimes I'm like, I'll just get in a zone, and I'm just
Get all
saying things and
riled
I'm,
up.
I get all riled up and then I'm just saying stuff and it's just like, I don't know about that,
I don't think that Dad has ever put a plate teetering during a sit. Well, I
That's
don't
the big
think.
one. It's always dad related. I'm not sure dad's ever done that.
Not
But
sure that he has.
yeah. That's just life though, sometimes
That's life. So do you go out with friends, and then when you come home, you're like, I don't know if I felt that way about the things that I said?
I guess kinda socially I'm not very reliable, I just kind of fly off the handle brain wise. You know what I mean.
I don't think I should have said all those things about their kids.
Kids are pretty ugly. I mean, I've seen ugly kids, and I feel like I'm pretty qualified to judge the ugliness of children. And no, it's
Mom,
not
maybe you
that kind of
shouldn't
stuff.
have
It's
said
just like
that.
sometimes I'm just like, I'm not sure what I was talking about, It's not like an inebriation thing. It's just like, I just don't know. I'm not confident I could back up anything I said,
I guess I don't. I don't go home and I don't. I mean, there's like little things that I did where I'm just kind of like, oh, they probably took that the wrong way. But I don't think there's ever been a time I've come home and been like, that whole ideology behind what I said was wrong.
Yeah, not necessarily it's all wrong, but I'm just like, I came on a little hard here. I don't really believe this, or I wish I could just write everything. I wish people would just send me their questions or like their conversation topics and I could write it down and then
You
send
wish
it
it was
back
like
to
a
them.
work meeting where people took notes and then like sent a follow-up email, like
No, I don't want them to take notes. I want to be able to prepare,
okay.
So if they were at a bar sending me emails, I think that would be okay. Because then I could kind
They're
of take some time to sit down
sending
and.
you emails while you're at the bar before you get to the bar.
No, I'm not going to come to the bar. I'll be at my house.
So you're responding to their emails and they're just out having a good time.
Yeah, I mean we're connecting, I
That's true.
hate that I have to ask them to write emails when they're out, but that's part of it,
That's part of it.
So anyway, that's that. Any other big news from you? How's your
No,
day
I was
going?
stuck in traffic for like 2 hours, so I have not very exciting. We got audited this week. That was fun.
Who did?
Us at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they had to come through and like check all the receipts for the stuff we had and check up on the stuff and all that stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah,
That's
it was a good
that
time.
sucks. Getting audited. That
Like,
sucks. I'm
getting
sorry.
audited. It was funny because like there was only three things on my list they had to actually talk to me about. And like we all have like list of all the equipment that we're in charge of in quotes, because like if it goes missing, it's not like it's on me, but like I'm in charge of the stuff in the studio. So like they had, I don't know if they just did it random or what, but they just asked to see the tripods and just a light board. And those are the only two things they needed me, or the only two item area things that they would need to pull me out. But like I pulled out like the tripods that were on the list, and I guess like two of them didn't like match the numbers that they had or something. And so like I pulled them all out and I was like, well, these are the four that I'm in charge of, just meaning like these are the four that are on my list. And then, like, he pointed to the row of tripods to the left. He's just like, "So what would we call these?" And I'm just like, I just took a minute and I just went back and I was like, "These are the four that I'm in charge of."
Well, that's right. I mean, it's
I
like,
know. He
I
was
don't
like,
fucking know,
"Then
man.
why do you have so many tripods?" And I was like, "I don't know. I didn't buy the tripods." And then, like,
You got him good. You know, he thought he got you, and then you got him.
and then like later his assistant like came up to me and she was like, "We need you to surrender some tripods." And I was like,
Jesus.
I'm not hoarding tripods. It's not me. But she said it and then she was just kind of like, "Well, what's your like usual like
Tripod usage.
process of getting rid of old stuff?" I was like, "Well, I tell my boss we don't need it anymore and then we just keep it because nothing
Yeah.
ever happens because we're government and you can't just get rid of stuff." I don't know. It was just it was annoying, but it was fun because there's a bunch of just weird shit happening. Like there's a whole argument because one of the other girls that worked with me, she had like a cart on her list, but she was looking for a three-tiered cart, and the cart that had the number on it was a two-tiered cart because someone took the third tier out. And they argued about that
Oh my
for an
God.
hour and a half, and she was in tears at the end of it. I don't
Jesus.
think she should have been in tears. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I don't think I would have been in tears. But like, that's how like much they were just like questioning you. Like it was just kind of like, "Well, then why did you ever sign for this? If you could
Oh, I
see
hate
three-tiered cart
those
on your list
questions.
and you
Yeah.
look at this cart and you see a two-tiered cart and you said that's the cart?" And she was like, "I don't know."
I just wish this was just like, have you ever worked a normal job
Yeah.
before? Do you
They always make it
know?
seem like this is the first time they've like
Yeah.
left their planet of audit planet, and they're just kind of like, "Well, I don't see why anyone would live
I don't
any other way."
understand why this, the thing you said 18 times, it's just like, fucking, like, listen and, like, I'm not gonna, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not gonna change my story. Just like,
Oh, you're telling me you are hoarding all of these tripods, you crazy bitch? And I was like, "No, I just have a list that you gave me, and I pulled out the fucking shit that you asked for."
yeah, fuck them. Fuck those fucking fuckers.
But yeah, I was just like, "They're gone finally." It was a whole week of that.
Whole
That was the only time
week.
I had to like fully interact with him. Like we would see them, but like it started off weird because like the cart was the first thing, and then that girl was crying about it. And then our manager like decided that no one was helping them anymore, and I was like, "That's not gonna work because we have to find the shit to pull out." But then he was like, I was in the middle of
Double
showing them the
team.
light board, and that girl came up behind me, and she like it was like a weird movie scene because she like whispered in my ear. She was like, "When you're done here, you got to go up to your desk." And I was like, "Okay, I'll see you up there at my desk." And then like I was like, "That was weird." So like I finished with the light board and I went up there and she was like, "Manager's name asked us to just sit at our desk and not move." And I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" Then I was like, "Well, I'm gonna go back downstairs and just do something. Because if I sit at
Yeah.
my desk, I don't even have a computer there anymore. Like, what am I fucking gonna do? Just like stare at the
Sit
wall?"
there, yeah.
So I just went back downstairs to my edit bay. I was like, "Well, like I'll be unhelpful, but I'm gonna be unhelpful in here."
With something that you can look at, I guess.
Yeah. How
That
was your week?
sucks. My week? Jesus. It
Or
was
day,
fine.
sorry, Jesus, goddamn. I told you about my week, so I guess I assumed.
Yeah, you went too far. 'Cause no, I'm just kidding. I took a walk, and it was raining all day. It's a very rainy day. I think it's still
Babe.
raining. And I took a walk in the rain. That was nice. I like taking walks in the rain. And
So, do you walk with an umbrella?
yeah. What? What's funny
I
about that,
guess
being having an umbrella?
I'm laughing because that was a stupid question, because of course you're gonna walk with an umbrella.
Yeah, I
But I
guess
was
we should all be laughing at you.
we should I'm laughing at me. I
Okay.
guess because my immediate was just like, it sucks as a glasses wearer because I would just walk in the rain if I could. But if you wear glasses, it's impossible. So I like getting wet. So I like just like going outside. But if you like, I don't like my vision impaired. And so like there's, you have to, it's a give and take ball. But it is fun to just out go walking in the rain.
Yeah,
I
I
got
don't
a new
mind.
umbrella that's just like a bright yellow umbrella. So it's fun to just like walk out there.
Yeah, I like having a big umbrella and walking around, and I still got soaked just because it's just there's water everywhere.
Yeah.
Sidewalks here are like the sidewalks everywhere. They're just broken. Because
People that
why? How dare you walk? How dare you walk anywhere? We're going to make it impossible for you to walk around, even in a city that's supposed to be walkable.
yeah,
It is a lot of
Chicago's like
work.
miles above other places walk wise.
They need to take better care. I don't know. It just annoys me how many, you got to
If you go out
compete with
walking around
miles.
here, people just think you're up to something because
Yeah,
if you don't have a dog, they're just kind of like, why are you out? Why are you outside my house?
what are you doing? Get out of here. They'll spray
And
you with
then you're
a
gonna see yourself on Nextdoor. Woman, is this weird? Woman
hose. Is
outside.
this weird? Is this thing weird? It came close to
Always have a
my
fear, even though I don't like go out and do weird things.
Yeah.
But I always have a fear whenever you see the little headlines pop up when there's like a new message on Nextdoor that's just like that. It's like, tell me what you think about these people or something. Like, tell me if you think this is strange. I'm always like, I'm gonna click on that. She's gonna be me thinking I'm
Yeah.
normal somewhere.
I'm very concerned. I'm sure this is a social media age, like, concern, but I mean, it happens to people. So I'm always like, someday I'm gonna click like world's biggest idiot tries to park car, and like it's gonna be me. And I'm like, what? I thought I did a good job.
I know it could be
Like,
happening anyway.
yeah, like with the next sort of thing, I just refuse to look at it because we acquired a lot of almost broken cars. So what would eventually happen is they were just unusable. So I would just leave them in the driveway because I'm a trashy human. And that's my, I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. Just leave it there. And then eventually the sheriff would come and be like, you got to move your car. I'm like, this is fucking my driveway. That
What house was that?
was the Louisville house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody clearly, I mean, I know exactly who it was that
It was your
complained, but
neighbor, right?
it had to have been because we didn't technically own that little lot next to our house.
How do people even notice how much you drive your car? That's like, I've
I
never
don't
paid that much
know.
attention. So it's very funny when, because like you'll read next door and you're just kind of like, this car's been out there from 3 p.m. to
Yep,
7 p.m. every day. And you're like, I. Maybe they live there. I don't know. Just like deal with it.
I got so many. I got like letters, and we parked one car out front, and somebody put like a letter in the windshield, like, "Well, I'm gonna call this person if you don't move your car. Like, I'm gonna say it's abandoned." It's like, just let me, like. That was like around COVID time, I think. So it's like we weren't like I was working from home.
Everyone's in their house and they're public streets. It's not like you can't
I
park there.
know. It drives me nuts that like every place I go to around there, I remember parking around the New Albany High School because I was doing a project there for work, and like I literally parked there, went inside, and like some officer, sheriff guy, whatever comes up and he's like, he didn't say anything. He was just kind of mad at the person who called, but they had called because I parked on a public street and went inside of a building. And it's like,
Wow.
okay, like you have to come. Like, it's good to waste cops' time. I don't feel bad about that, but it's just like, fucking let me park here, you
It was
know?
different. Something happened. I'm
Yeah.
glad none of my neighbors are insane, which is nice. Like the only time they ever like did anything was that time that mom and dad came to my house and they just asked me when I got back if that was normal, which I thought was nice, but
Yeah, that's
otherwise
fine.
they don't
Yeah.
say anything to me.
Yeah, that's another good thing about Chicago. I could park on top of a person probably for a week and nobody would even care because it's like as long as it's not, you're in the right parking zone. Like, of course you're gonna leave your fucking car there because it's so hard to get a spot sometimes. Like,
Yeah.
and it's like you don't really need it. Like, I walk as much as possible. So I do appreciate that, like it's kind of like there's people in our hallway here. I've seen like one of my neighbors, which is kind of sad, but like it is so different from living in the Louisville area where it's like I'm kind of glad that I don't have somebody up my ass
I
all the
think
fucking time.
It's funny. I think the guy on the right side of me is like me, where he doesn't like want to talk to anybody, and it's always awkward when we leave the house at the same time, especially in winter, because we're both like silently cleaning off our windshields.
I know.
And
I'm
it'll be
that kind
like
of
6
person.
a.m. So it's like dark and like odd that we're the only two people out there. And then it's just kind of like, but we're not gonna converse in any way. Like I feel like we're on the same
Yeah.
page, so it's not awkward. It's just kind of like,
You gotta get a wave. That's all you
yeah.
need. Just a very friendly, like,
Or just a nod.
it's one of those, like, I think wave is better because, at least for me, I'm not ever confident enough to nod properly. And I'm always like, should I nod? Because I'll do the thing, especially in Chicago, like you said, there's a lot of people walking out. It's very nice. But sometimes, every once in a while, you'll be on a street where it's just you and another person's coming. And that's the only time I'm like, usually I'm just like, well, just don't look at them because it's Chicago. But then it's like, well, I kind of feel like I have to, you know, maybe that's just like in my blood. It's good to say hi to people. I don't think it's bad, but I don't like to. I don't think
Yeah.
anyone likes to because I don't like to have any extra situations that came up that I have to dissect later that
There has
evening.
to be there, like, 'cause I guess I only say hi if like people look at you and smile. And like that's when I'll be like, "Oh, hello." Like, and I guess hiking, if you pass somebody, I always have like a little something to say 'cause most people do. It's weird if you're if well, unless you hike in Indianapolis, and then if you say hi to anybody on the trails in Indy, they're like, "What the fuck is your problem?"
The
That their look
sheriff
says it
comes
all.
up and has a chat
Call
with
the
you.
police on this woman, she's out there. But I guess I think it's just us growing up with mom too, the way she would just say hi to everybody like
Every
a little
human
kid in like a
being.
store. And
I
you're just kind of
can't.
like, you gotta settle down, you gotta pick your people, and you just gotta say hi to a few people.
I
Because
love
like if you're
mom.
on like a
Yeah.
hike with mom or like on the road with mom, it's always like, hello, hi, hi, hello, hello.
I wanted to say that because we always have these kind of stories about Bob, but it's funny because I can't stand it, but I always say, like, if I'm like on the phone or like talking to somebody, I'll go, thank you so much. And I'm always like, ah, that's such a mom. She says that every single time,
I
like,
know.
somebody comes up, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And like, I'll see myself doing it, or I'll see myself on the phone doing it. I'm just like, I feel so unnatural, but like, I just like it's in my brain, you know?
Yeah, you should save the so muches for something that was like over the top.
Well, that's when you're like, thank you so much, you
Yeah.
know?
But yeah, she
It's.
does always say, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's not like it's the same as a thank you. It's not more than a thank you, you know? Yeah, so those are I see myself, and as I get older too, I see myself. There's so many momisms that I've adopted that I'm
Yeah.
just like, I can't shake them, you know? It's not bad, you know? It's just like,
Yeah.
ah, man. I've started to get there, you know, with the waiters and stuff. Oh, yes, I know. You know,
Oh,
and
she
like.
does over the top. Well, the only thing, because I don't mind when she does that with her own stuff, but if the waiter is filling my water, you step off. Like, I will thank them for my water glass. You do not thank every single water pour at the table. You thank your own water glass. I thank my water glass. And then we wait for the others to either thank or just smile or do whatever they do when a water glass is filled.
That's it. And that drives me nuts too, because it does, and I find that it makes me very anxious though at the same time that you say that. It makes me very anxious when like we're out with somebody that I'm not familiar with their habits and like they're filling the water glass and I'm like, please say thank you. It's like it's not important. Like it's not part I don't think the waiter necessarily expects it. It's
Yeah.
just like it's one of those things where I'm like, please say thank you. And it's like if they don't, then I'll kind of like all up the thank you level on mine, and it's just like I don't, yeah.
That's something I had to kind of get over because like I have a job where I have to travel a lot, and so with that I have to go out with random coworkers to like dinners and lunches and stuff. And I work with people that are very different, like tip wise and thank you wise and treating the waiter wise. Because there's one person that, like, whenever we go out, I get so embarrassed because he's one of those people that, like, is like, what do you recommend to the waitress or waiter? And I'm always like, you just fucking leave them alone. They don't want to, like, they
They
want to
don't
just
want to
get to the
go
next
through it.
table. They don't want
to
to bring you
through
something that you're go he's going to complain about it and then going to be like, well, it was a little
it. They told
bland.
me to. Yeah.
Every fucking time I'm like, no. Every food you get at a restaurant is perfect when they ask you how it was. You do not complain at that moment.
That's another thing, too, which is funny. Like, I've never, yeah, it's just you do not say it. But, well, Kelly and I will be sitting there like, oh, this is just like, this is no good. Like, this is, under seasoned and like, it's not cooked very well. And then, like, both of us will they'll come back like, how was everything? Oh, it was great. You know,
Don't
like,
get it. That was the best thing I've ever eaten. Yeah, he'll tell them, and I'm just like, they don't like. What are they
Yeah.
gonna do with that information? They're not gonna like
They're
go back
not.
to the cook and
Yeah.
be like, this guy said, and then he'll always be like, cause it, I don't want to give too much information because I don't want to be like, this is who exactly she's talking about. But
Robert.
like in his culture, like the spices are very spicy. So like that's what he'll always bring up. He's just kind of like, well, and I'm just like, I get it. I get it. Your food is better, but that doesn't mean you can just go into places and say, this sucked because of this.
He said last time, this is not a spicy meatball.
He's very Italian.
Yeah, I get it. That's why I don't go. I don't leave the house, so I don't have to have interactions with other people that don't know how to treat a waiter properly, or just like get over it because like I feel grosser and grosser. This is a completely separate topic, but I feel grosser and grosser about having a waiter like the every other like it just as like. I know it's like it's their job and everything, but I'm just like it feels really weird to have somebody bringing me food and like
I've
waiting
never
on
felt
me.
that. That's funny.
Like it's just very uncomfortable for me. I just
That
don't.
someone's bringing you food?
Yeah, and it's just like that they're like ask, just like again, I understand that this is like they applied for and were hired for this position and I understood what they're in for, but just like the idea of that I don't know.
You've
It just
gone to a
gets.
level that I cannot follow, but.
Maybe it'll hit you. It's more of a 35 plus thing, but it's no. It's I just I don't know. I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never felt weird about just a waiter in general because that, like, yeah, I guess that's just another job that people have.
Like I get the. Making the food because people have a passion for that and they like to like
Yeah, but you don't have to have a passion for something just for it to be your job. Like, I doubt that they're just kind of like, I'm a waiter and this is like.
Oh, I know. It's always a means to an end, but it's like I just kind of wish that they even if they were like come get your food, and I would get up and go get a tray with the food on it, Pizza King style,
You can
Like,
always go to Golden Corral.
but it's just like I'm fine just grabbing it. I don't need someone to come around and, like the drinks, it's a little different, but like maybe just that's it. Just like have someone come around and make sure everyone has drinks or something. But I don't know. I mean, it's silly,
This
but
is weird.
I know it's just like increasingly though, it's just when people come up, it's just like, and take our order. I'm just like, I can handle it. No, I'm kidding. but it just makes me
You
uncomfortable.
don't mind just like leave our food at the top, the front and just like wave at me and I'll just go
Yeah.
over there and get it.
You just yell, and I'll come over and grab
I
it
don't
for
want you back at my table ever again.
But it's, yeah, there's just so much of it. Like, just kind of picking it apart. It's just like, it's. Silly to me that it happens that way. And I just wish that I don't know. And this isn't even a thing about like, oh, I wish they'd leave me alone. It's just like, I don't know. I just don't feel like it's not a
I
comfortable
know where you're
relationship.
coming from. It's just weird to
I
me.
feel very uncomfortable with that relationship, yeah.
Interesting.
so anyway, that's a little bit about me.
You're over there leaving your plates almost teetering off. You're like, I
Yeah.
fucking dare this guy to come over here and tell me to push my plate onto the
That's
table.
what the waiter is. Excuse me, sir. I happen to notice that your plate is
It's
teetering.
not teetering. dad's at the next table just unexpectedly.
I'm proud of you, son. You stood up to that waiter.
Damn straight it's not teetering. Don't you move that salsa. Or
don't tell my son what isn't teetering. He knows. Real quick before we get into the episode, this is the thing I felt was the most important to bring up, is that we did mention earlier that sometimes if you go to Whole Foods or wherever, that you know, if you snuck a little something into your bag that you didn't pay for, like, no problem there. I went to this place called Mariana's today. I don't know if this is the case everywhere, but it is affiliated with Kroger. It's like the thing that Kroger bought out in Chicago.
Okay.
And I didn't, like, get anything. I didn't try to put anything in my bag. I just got my items, and I went to check it up, and it was one of those things where it does that annoying thing where it's like, unauthorized item in the bagging area or whatever, and then it's like, help is on the way, and you're like, okay. I don't know what this is, but the lady came over and then pressed play on a recording of me bagging things.
Yeah, it does that.
I've never seen this before. That freaked me the hell out, and I'm like, well, I'm really glad I didn't stick something in there that I didn't pay for.
They don't usually watch it, but yeah, every time like it thinks it saw you like try to like fake scan something, it'll alert the little person. Little person, what the fuck? They'll come over and hit that button. It'll replay the little Swift, and it's usually just like you like fumbling something is what it always is for me. It's just me like almost dropping something and then picking it up and scanning it is pretty much every time it does it to me. And so they'll be like, yep, big old butterfingers over here, idiot.
I like that they took away these cashier jobs to have these things, and it's just like, it's just getting more and more like, Jesus Christ, just let somebody scan the shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be this much of a pain in the ass, it's like, hey, do a job, you know, do another person's job.
It's
and then
weird.
We're also going to be shitty to you if you don't do it right.
It's weird to think back when those were new. Remember when those were like, it was crazy that a grocery store had one. And now it's like, if I don't go through that, like, I'm like, I don't want to go through a line. Every once in a while, I'll do it just because they look bored. And I'm just like, if I was here and I was a cashier, I'd want someone to go through my line.
I know. And a lot of times it's just like, well, there's like a line. This happens at Target a lot. There's a line for the U-scan, and then just a lady standing there like, sure wish I could check somebody out. Like, you
too
know,
bad.
Too bad everybody needs to, like, they would rather wait like an
too
extra
bad you all want to steal 1 to 5 items and you don't want to go through my line.
But it's just such a weird trip, because it's like, I walked in, there was 2 security guards when I came in, and then it was just like, I tried to go out the other exit, and they had trash cans pushed in front of the doors, and there was a security guard just with their arms crossed in front of it. It's just like, okay.
That's like a Pokemon stance.
Yeah, that's like before you get to the next part of the game and like, sorry, this area is closed off, like, until you beat the gym leader or something. Yeah, it was just like, I don't know, I'm just like, this is the least inviting environment. And like, I usually go to Pete's. Pete's also has security at the front and the back, and they make you pay for, they have those carts that make you stick the quarters in to unlatch them, and then
like
the
all
quarters
these
get stuck, so you lose your quarter too. And now it's just like all the carts are unstuck because they all have quarters stuck in them. So I guess we're back to where we were anyway, but I don't know. There's nothing better than just feeling like you're immediately like,
I've noticed Kroger has gotten weird with like security. I don't know if there was like a bunch of thefts or like they just decided to just be like, we're just gonna fucking shut this down. Because they also installed all those gates that like open as you go in, so you can't move
through
fast.
Yeah, we've got those. Yeah,
it drives me nuts because I'm a fast walker, so I already hate. I hate automatic doors because every time I get to an automatic door, I almost run into it because I'm going that fast. So now it's just the worst because like there's the automatic door and then there's these like slow opening gates as you like try to get into Kroger. And there's always someone that stopped their cart to like look through the little save catalog, and you're always like, okay, you couldn't have done that any other
I
part
know,
except
yeah.
right in the door. I understand. I don't know. I am a nightmare in the grocery right now because like I'm at the part of my leg healing where it's still like stiff, but it's like I'm walking fine and I'm now like at the speed I was. But if I like slow down or like stand too long, it hurts. So like if people are in my way, like I'm just fucking pissed. Just like barreling through the grocery right now, just like if there's even any motherfucker in front of the milk, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. So
always
I think it's gonna be another
contemplating
week of just
the
being
milk.
An absolute nightmare.
There's always a human that's just standing there studying the milk.
Yes, and it's always the one thing you need, and I don't know, like I don't know how it happens. I just needed cat food yesterday. And there was a woman just like in front of there, just like reading all the labels. And then when she finally moved over enough for me to grab mine, she started asking me questions about that.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, you gotta, I was like, you gotta just stop. I don't know.
It's
I felt
like
like a bitch the week before when my leg was like hurting and I just needed to get out of wherever I was. I felt awful because like I was waiting in line to like go through the U-scan. And there was a guy contemplating if he wanted to go through the U-scan with the belt or the U-scan with just the thing, you know,
Yeah, the
there's two
scanner.
different ones. And so like he got to that part and like I like went up to him to ask why he hasn't moved to the open one. And he was like, well, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you got to say fucking yes or no, buddy. Like this is immediate for me. Like I'm not.
Well, that's bullshit on his part. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, just pick one. Like, what does it matter?
Hang on. My cat's meowing to get inside. I'm going to go let him in.
Hey there. Welcome to Neighbor's Trash. This is Neighbor's
Yeah, it
Trash.
Was bullshit. Because, like, he was giving me, like, this whole long answer. And I was just kind of like, I can't. I just, like, waved and then walked to the U-scan. Because I was like, at that point, that was last week when my leg was still, like, burning every time I walked. So I was like, you don't understand. Like, I look like a bitch, but I had to leave.
Whatever.
I was like, I didn't have time for your life story at the U-scan. I don't.
That's hilarious.
And then I always wonder, too, if there's, like, people that seem like assholes.
I know.
And they're probably, maybe they just had, like, a leg that hurt really bad, and they don't have time to tell you that their leg hurts really bad. They just gotta leave.
That's everybody assumes, me included, obviously, that like everything is about them.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that person was mean or whatever. It's just like they rushed away or they didn't do this or that. And it's just like you have no fucking clue. Like,
yeah.
What's
like
going
I would
on
never
in your brain.
Normally do that, but I'm just kind of
like,
there's no other way around it because like, the only other explanation would be like, I have to go because I pulled a muscle in my leg and like, there's nothing to do at that point. You just gotta go.
You gotta take a shit.
I should have just kept yelling from the U-scan that I got to. You don't understand, I'm not a bitch. I just got, my leg really fucking hurts. And every time I stand up, I cry a little bit. And
listen, Rick. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that scene in Space Ghost where Zorak's in the gate or the, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
He's
I
in
would
the
help
air
you.
vent, and Space
Oh,
Ghost
okay.
keeps sticking his fucking head up there and talking to him. And they get stuck up there, and Zorak's just like, I'm just like, that's me. I'm Zorak in a vent, and these Space Ghost people keep fucking talking to me, and I just want to be in the vent. That's me with my hurt leg, but it's getting better now, so I can't keep complaining about it.
I can't believe HBO. This is a whatever. Who cares? You know what?
You can't believe HBO.
Is.
What?
Yeah, they took Space Ghost away. Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, was for the first time ever. There's some license issue, whatever. I don't know. For a long time, just I couldn't find it. You could get like a DVD, but it was never the ones you wanted to watch. And then they were all on Max. And then they took them away, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where it's just, I guess it's just, it's good to just get a little taste of it, go, because it's Space Ghost, but, like, I wanted to see more. I want my Space Ghost, coast to
coast.
What
I think is funny about Space Ghost is the season that we remember is, like, season 7 and 8. It's not even the early stuff.
Yeah, there's a
All
little
like
bit
the
from that, like, your pet monkey hit me with the folding chair. Finally, some entertainment tonight. Like, there's a couple from like 3 and 4, but nothing before that. Like, I knew,
Yeah.
yeah, we'd watch when we watched on, I think before it was Adult Swim on Cartoon Network, they would play those older ones sometimes. They're like, they're kind of funny, but it's not like the new ones where it's
Yeah,
just
the golden
older.
ones were like 7 and 8 or maybe 6. I don't know my season, so I could be getting that completely wrong, but I know they're like late. It's not like the early shit.
Yeah, and then it's like the last season goes off the rails right before they started, like they stopped caring and they were starting Aqua Teen, like
Oh yeah.
but there's some funny shit in those. There's some funny shit early on too. It's just a funny show. It's a
Funny
really
show.
funny show. People
God, we
know.
love Space Ghost. We
People
love it.
know it's a funny show. And they also know, what do they know, Kelly? They know that Jonathan Richman episode is the best episode because he's the only guest that's funny. Except for Bjork, because she's also funny.
I'm
And
sorry that I was enjoying that episode and you got mad because I said it. I texted
it.
Paul and I said I forget what the name of that episode is, but it's the one with the
Wait.
gas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, I actually yelled at you about something. Like, you don't understand. This is the best. Okay, I see where you're going. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I said I told you that like I was just texting because I was bored and I was like I just watched part of it, so I was like this is the best episode and you're like no, it's not. It's not the best episode. This is the best. And I was like, I wasn't fucking looking for this. I just wanted to say that I was enjoying myself and I wanted to text somebody who I thought would also be like, oh yeah, like I like that episode a lot. But instead, I got, no, it's not.
Sometimes I'm in the wrong mood, you know? And I'm just
Because it's
ready.
easiest to text you because you'll usually respond and then the conversation will be over. And I like that. I can't
Okay.
text Emily and Tom unless I'm
Ah, I get
open
it. Yep.
to being texted about anything for the next hour and a half.
Yeah, because then it changes because you think it's like dying down. You've done a couple like ha-ha-has that's
Yeah.
usually like the okay, like this was good, like I got what I needed and I'm leaving now, thank you.
It
But then
never ends with either of them,
and
and
then
they'll
it's
just
another
start laughing.
thing. It's a new conversation topic, and you're like, ah, damn it. Like
With Tom, it's just kind of like, oh, good, you texted me. Here are 9 YouTube videos I've been meaning to tell you about. And I'm just like, I'll get to
yeah,
those.
I'll get around
Goodbye.
to it.
And
Thanks. Like that's everybody I
Emily will
listen.
just be like, man. And then she'll tell me like 9 things about her life. And I'll be like, yeah, that's crazy. I'm in the middle of work right now. I just wanted to tell you a quick fun thing about Space Ghosts.
I think
And
that's
now.
definitely an age thing. I think it's just because
And now I wish I was dead.
we don't talk to them, or I don't talk to either of them like as often as I talk to you. And because of that, I think then it's like, well, here's everything. Here's all the
Yeah.
things I thought, oh, I would share this with Paula, but like, just send it to me. Send it to me when you think I should share it with him, and then we'll have very brief conversations about it. But it, like
Yeah.
most people, almost everybody that's our age or younger is pretty good at that, I'd say.
Yeah, because it can never just be like a stray thought, and then you're just kind of like, all right, well, that was neat. Like, I'll text you again in like another couple hours. It's always just kind of like, here's something I thought was funny, and like, oh, I went on a date yesterday, and then this happened, and this happened,
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
like
just like, oh, I was on the apps again. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, why did?
it happens way too often. You're just like, oh crap,
Was
and
like,
you
all
keep
right,
seeing
now
it,
we're talking about the apps.
and you get to the point where you get like, you're like, this, okay, we did it, we're winding down. Like I did my ha ha ha, or like I did like a thumbs up or something, like something like, yeah, like, you know, stamp on this conversation, we're done. And then it's like another thing. It's like, how? Like what? No. It's supposed to be
Is
done.
the middle of the workday.
Yeah, I a lot of yeah. I think yeah. I would well, let us know in the comments. If you have any, if you know anybody under the age of 30 that does, or
Neither of us are under the age of 30.
35, I guess now. Jesus. I'll be 37 in a couple weeks.
Gross.
I know it is gross. 37? Actually, I'm kind of excited. That sounds
37's actually a good
fun.
age.
37 sounds cooler than 36.
37 seems like the best age to be, honestly.
37? Like, that's a
37, you're just
cool
kind of like, I'm
number.
37.
37. Like, it's so, like, I feel like you can be confident about it. And people, it'll knock them down. They won't even think, like, that's pretty old. They'll be like, 37, that's cool. Like,
37 seems young again. Like,
yeah.
36 sounds older than 37. Like, if
36
someone
sounds
said they're
old.
36, I'd just be like,
Yes.
that's pretty fucking old. But 37, I'm just kind of like, that's young again. And then once
37.
people are 40, it seems young again. Like, the late
Yeah.
30s
Yep.
seem older than someone being like, I'm 40, 41.
You'll listen to, there's this podcast I've been listening to, and they have been recording this podcast for years. So you could hear them sort of like, I could go back and listen to them when they're around my age. They're all in their like mid 40s now, or like 42, 45, I think. And they would always talk about the age and like all that stuff at like 30 to around 40. And then at 40, it's just like, who gives a shit? And they just like, they don't bring it up anymore. It's
Yeah,
just like,
40 just seems like you start over is what it feels like. I'm not anywhere near 40 right now, so I can't really talk to it. But like 40, I can't wait to be 40. Like I know that our sister just turned 40 like last year, and it just seemed to like make her young again. Like 39 seems like the fucking worst age you can be. 39
good
sounds like you're ancient.
Lord. I'm not, you said that, and like I just like I hadn't considered it, but you said 39. I'm like, oh my God, I have to
Yeah,
be
like gross,
39 first,
39?
but then I get to be 40.
Yeah.
Ooh,
And then
39.
I don't know,
Ugh.
40s just sound fun. I don't know. You
Yeah.
just get to just be like this, you get to be like, I'm 40. I don't give a shit what the kids are doing. Like I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you're done. It's like, I can't do this. I'm not even going to try. And then it's just like, if they come at me with it, it's just like, I don't care. Like, good luck. Best of luck to you. I can't be bothered with it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah.
I don't know, 'cause like I have a weird group of friends here, 'cause since I've moved to Louisville, most of my friends have been a lot older than me. And so like but I've never felt an age gap, like 'cause like I feel like the weirdest age gap is people that are like 36 to 39. Where it's kind of like that's when they feel older than me and like I don't have anything in common. But then like the rest of my friends are like 40 to like 50. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I don't feel a difference there when I like go out anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, I think it is just the attitude. I think it's just like people
Yeah.
cling to like their 30s just because they think that 30s are young and they're just kind of like, I can still do all
Just
these things because I'm
clinging.
not old
Yep.
yet. And then as soon as they're 40, you're like, I'm old. Like
Yeah,
I'm not dead.
nobody's, yeah.
I'm young old, but I'm old and I don't give a shit anymore.
Nobody says 40 and feels like they still got it, you know? It's done. Yeah, that's beautiful. So it is a rough stretch here. I don't mind turning 37. 36 is weird. And it is, I'm in a period too where I have to ask Kellator a lot. I'm just like, how old are we? Because we're about the same age, you know, like just a couple months apart. So roughly, you know, the
Yeah.
same age.
I always think I'm a year younger than I am, and then I realize later that I'm like, oh shit. Because I think just because my best friend is 1 year younger than me, and so she says her age way more than I do, so I'm like, I'm that age. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're 1 year older.
Yeah, eventually you just forget. Yeah, I think you just kind of forget or don't care what age you are anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I'm one of those. I'm between 35 and 40 at the All right. Well, we should talk about our episode, I guess.
Probably. We've babbled on. I don't know how long it's been. I think it's been a
Ah,
whole hour because I think it was like
that's
seven when we
beautiful.
started this.
Well, then people can skip an hour in.
Sorry, my friend just got a mini chainsaw and she's telling me about it.
I've known a lot of people who've gotten a mini chainsaw, and they're always very excited about it.
I think I told you all about my mini
I
chainsaw.
know. Everybody, I mean, it's exciting. I'm not saying it's
It
not
is fucking
exciting.
exciting. She was like, I'm out there, I'm using it. And I'm like, but you gotta fucking, when I got mine, I was out there using it. Like, you just gotta.
That's what you do with it once you got it. Well, okay, so yeah, we should start talking about this episode. So today we're doing another movie that we're gonna write, and it's about Bib Fortuna, and apparently it's somehow connected to Guess Who the Game. Because originally
Bib,
we're just
bib,
gonna
bib.
talk about
Bib,
Bib
bib,
Bib
bib.
Bib Bib
Bib Fortuna.
Fortuna. Did I tell you about my
Bib
parody
Fortuna.
song I'm writing?
Is it that?
Yeah. Oh,
We
come
all do
on.
that. I think you might have
I
started it, but
started it.
okay. I wasn't gonna say I started it. This isn't gonna be the Free Willy argument over again. But we all do that now.
I've been writing it for years. Turns out I am no Weird Al Yankovic because I cannot come up with a second line. I'm like, here's a guy with the big red eyes, likes to dance. It's like, what, he does other stuff. And then I just don't know where to go from there.
It makes me laugh too every time we have a recording of our family singing 5,000 Candles in the Wind,
Oh, yeah.
and it starts where we like start to play, and then there's like a pause, and then you hear Kellator and Mom in the kitchen singing "Shake, shake, 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 shake your whipped cream, shake your whip," because they're making whipped cream in there, and then Tom goes, "We got to record that."
Those were good. Those were our kitchen tapes.
Yeah, it makes me laugh every single time though. And then we also have, I think it's that same recording, but then we have like Dad have like a harmonica solo in the middle, and he goes like real, real hard on it.
I
Oh, that was California Girls that we sang.
love Dan busting out the harmonica because he really plays it. He plays it.
He goes into it, yeah.
And you can't. Dan's such a he's such a rock. He can't be frazzled because everybody's just laughing their ass off, and he is just going to town. He won't be denied.
Dad hears harmonica solo and he goes in.
Yeah.
And then you can't pull him back out until he's done.
Well, okay, what did I already say? Well, we went into another thing with Bib
All we
Fortuna.
did was say Bib Fortuna and guess who?
Everybody knows Bib Fortuna, even if you don't know his name, because he's the
Yeah.
man that stands next to Jabba in Return of the Jedi and has the big long, like, snail around his shoulder. It grows out of his head and it goes around his shoulder.
And the
And
red eyes.
he says, like, he's no Jedi.
So
He's that guy.
basically, originally we were just gonna make a board game movie, and so we were brainstorming board games that could be turned into movies, and we threw around a few ideas, and I think we landed on Guess Who. And the reason I threw out Guess Who is because I watched a TikTok that I thought was funny, because there was a flight game, you know. When you fly, there's like little games you can pull up on your little TV that's in front of you if you're on a longer flight. And some of them let you challenge like other people on the plane, which is fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So I've never had the Guess Who on mine before, but I've challenged people in chess and like blackjack before. But like this guy on the TikTok challenged somebody to Guess Who, but he didn't, the guy that he was playing didn't know that he was just one row behind him, so he could see his screen the whole time. Like, you just saw him like select his character, and then like immediately the guy would say, "Is it Clark?" And the guy was just like noticeably upset. He's like, "How did he fucking know?" And then at the very end, he like whips his head around to the guy recording him, and then he like moves it, and he's like, "I fucking caught you." It makes me laugh every time, because she's like, he just looks so defeated when he you.
Like this time.
I don't know. And it was cute too, just to see two people that are like, oh, we both wanted to play Guess Who, and we're like, a random person on the other side of the plane is playing it too.
Isn't it funny, but like adults have that same like sort of reaction to it that a child would have, where they're like, "Why is this happening? I don't understand."
Did he guess him so fast? He's amazing. He's amazing at this game.
We don't ever really change too much, I guess.
But yeah, I don't know. It's fun. I feel like when you're on a plane, it's like a whole, I think it does kind of take you back, because you always feel like you're on a field trip when you're on a plane. And
Yeah.
like, these people are your new friends for that hour and a half or however long you're on a plane.
Yeah, you
Like,
better
these
get
people
to
are your
know them.
people, and
You
you
better
have,
get to
you're
know
in charge of those.
someone in case the plane crashes,
Yeah,
right?
you gotta make some friends.
We're
I was mad
going
the
the
last
whole
time I
way.
was on plane. You know, like, I don't know how, you don't fly very often, but you've flown in the past like couple years, right?
Now, I've flown 4 times in my life, and it was there and back to to Chicago to Louisville. I flew. Actually, I did that twice, and then I flew to Las Vegas
Oh.
when we would marched in the Hollywood Christmas Parade in high school.
You flew into Las Vegas for that?
We flew into Las Vegas and then drove to Los Angeles. We started with the Cena Cirque du Soleil show.
Interesting. What's the
It was like
drive like from
fucking
Las Vegas to LA?
magical.
That's not what I meant. How long is it?
I don't remember it being horribly long. We fucking bussed from Indiana to New York City, and that was a hell of
You
a
bust? I never knew that.
we bust that fucking trip. And it was
I
like,
had no idea. That's a
yeah.
long ride. Isn't that like 9 hours?
Yeah, at least I think maybe 11.
Jesus fucking Christ. I always assumed you flew.
No. Yeah, we
I
flew
only
to
got to do one trip for marching band, and we flew to Florida.
Yeah,
I'm
flying's
glad we
weird
didn't
tech.
bus, because that would have fucking sucked. I hate just being on a bus.
That New York trip was no good. I'm sure New York is cooler than I think it is. I got my Manhattan hat though, that I used to wear all the time, and then I
That's
lost
cool.
it.
I was sad I didn't get to go on the second trip because we were too fucking poor. It sucked that you could just be too poor to go on a trip in
That
high school.
sucks,
I
man.
know.
What a
I
shitty
sold all the
system we
shit that
all.
I tried to sell, and I cleaned that old lady's house, and I just couldn't make up the money. And then I was like, do I
Yeah.
really want to go to Hawaii? Not really. And
Yeah.
then it ended up to be the good, I because they all got in trouble on that trip, remember? Like, they got, but we weren't there anymore in that time. But like, they went to Hawaii, and then when they got back, they all got questioned for like two
Oh my
like
God,
straight
yeah.
weeks, because I guess like the girls snuck up to the boys' rooms, which I can't believe that happened with a bunch
Yeah,
of
I can't believe high
17 year
school
old kids.
kids did that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But it seemed like a scandal at the time, and now it just seems like nothing. You're like, oh wow, there was a guy in a girl's room? I
Yeah.
can't imagine.
That
But
happened
at the
every trip
time.
we went on. Yeah, it's wacky tabacky, fellas. Yeah, it's probably okay you didn't go to Hawaii.
It's probably fine.
It sucks you
It
didn't
seemed
go to
to it,
Hawaii.
no one seemed to have fun in Hawaii. And then I don't know, Florida was already weird. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can just pack up a bunch of kids and take them to another
No
city
good.
and expect them to have a good time.
LA
There's
was
gonna be
cool.
fights.
We had fun in Vegas. We had fun in LA. We went to Universal Studios and had a good time. We saw the Jaws, you know. It was really fun. We saw that guitar museum. I don't remember what it's called, you know, where you go in, you see all these fucking guitarists from all these guitarists, and it was beautiful. Like we went to the beach, and
Let's get back. I know that I started this, but let's get back to Bib Fortuna before we get too
hold
far.
on. LA, little known town in California.
Tell me more about LA, man.
I'm telling all of the, Germans about
So
LA. They see it on
anyway,
TV.
we
They
originally
think.
wanted to do Guess Who because of all that.
She's
And
all that.
then later on in the week, we came up with some fun ideas to incorporate Bib Fortuna into this because he's such a weird looking guy. So we thought it would be funny because, like, I was texting Paul about Bib Fortuna, but it kept autocorrecting to Bob Fortuna.
Oh, poor
And so we thought it would be funny if on his home planet, he had parents named Bob and Jennifer, and they were just normal people. And they had Bib Fortuna, who tries to leave and make a new life somewhere else, as a not a freak, even though he is a freak on his home planet, even. But as soon as he leaves, nobody else in the Star Wars universe knows that he was a freak on whatever fucking planet Bib Fortuna's from.
Right, and he's just like, this is what we look
This is a Bib Fortuna territory,
like.
baby.
Yeah. Bob and Jessica Fortuna's
Oh,
parents.
Jessica, sorry, I said
What'd you
Jennifer.
say? Well,
I
I
said
could be
Jennifer.
Jennifer. I'm fine with Jennifer. I didn't mean to. I just wasn't
No,
listening. That
you
would be the
meant it and
correction.
it hurt.
Okay. Good.
Okay. That should just be if someone tries to gaslight you into be feeling bad. Okay.
Well, that's what I do. Just like I accept that you're doing a bit, and I'm done with the bit, though. You know,
That's
everybody
fair. All
knows.
right, continue.
So I, yeah, Bib Fortuna. So this is his childhood days, right? Or it's what led him to Jabba's palace, working for Jabba.
Yeah, so this will just be his life going from small Bib Fortuna to why he left and continued his life at Jabba's palace. There, I ooh, okay. So, okay.
You got
I don't really
something.
know. I kind of threw around a few ideas to get
Okay.
Guess Who involved. I don't even know if we technically need to still do that. Because the
No.
only thing I could really think of is that, like, he felt left out because you know how like people will get the Guess Who game and then they'll incorporate their relatives into it so it's like more like
Okay.
mean.
It's more mean. See, look
So
up.
I felt like the only possible way we could like bring Guess Who into it, which still isn't like it's about the game, but like Bib Fortuna's just like last straw was that his family did that and they're just kind of like, does he have a fucking worm head? They're like, yes. They're like, is it Bib? No.
This is a good flashback, but I've got a way to tie it all in. So this would be
Okay.
a flashback to it. So Bib is moving in with his new girlfriend. He's working at Jabba's Palace, right? And he's bringing a lot of his items in and unpacking them. And she's like, "What's this?" And he's like, "Oh, that's my old Guess Who game from back home." And she opens it up and she sees that he does not look like the other Bib Fortunas or whatever the
Ooh.
hell. So that's when she discovers, like, you on your home planet, you this is not what you look like.
You're ugly as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
Yeah, like,
lesson. It's just like,
that's what I tried to like equate it to, because like in the movie Love Actually, the whole point of this one guy trying to get to America was that he knew that Americans liked English accents. And so he was like, I'm gonna go there and they're gonna think I'm sexy no matter what because I have this accent. And like, this would be like Bib Fortuna being like, I'm going to this planet because no matter what, they're gonna be like, oh, like he's like different. Like, I'm just like a woman from Tatooine and he's like this worm guy from a whole nother place.
And it's also should turn out because so we can turn on Bib a little bit more that he's like from like one town over. Like he's not even from an alien
He's
planet.
not from a different planet.
He's just like he lives like next door.
Oh, so is he pretending to be from a whole other planet, but he's not?
Exactly. Yeah, he's
Okay.
pretending to be
Oh,
because he
okay.
was born a weird slug guy with red eyes.
It
And this is such a mean message to have
really
for a movie. Like the whole time I'm like saying this, I'm like, it just sucks because he was like really ugly and he left home because he got ridiculed and now it's his fault
This is
that he
basically
wants
just
to
the
change.
2000s
I
like
know.
rom-com movie where you just kind of like, is this really what we what they like got around a table and thought up? This piece
Okay.
of shit, and now we're just kind of like, yeah, but he deserved it because his eyes were also red. And that's
We'll lean
fucking
into
weird
it.
because he's like an alien or some shit. He's not even normal, okay?
He's not even normal. Like, can you believe he tried to have a relationship and he tried to maybe distance himself from his past? Like, can you believe that? When he should just accept that he's hideously disformed and nobody likes him? Like, he should just accept that.
We should just be double as awful and just make this Shallow Hal 2 where she can't see that he's
Seriously.
Bib Fortuna and she can only see this beautiful man named Bob Fortuna. And he's like, she has no idea that I have a worm head and red eyes. And she's like, what?
Yeah,
Anyway, back to the plot.
it's hard to recover from this now. I mean, we could make it a situation where Bib is like, you know, sympathetic to the audience easily. That like has,
but do
is,
we want to? Do we want
yeah,
to?
Yeah, or do we want to just write a 2000s?
We're bad people. We've already said so earlier.
All right, we'll lead into that. So Bib is clearly trying to manipulate his girlfriend, whose name is
Alessandro.
Alessandrone. Yeah. Alessandrone is her name. And she...
It's me, Alessandro. What is this Guess Who game about? I'm upset. I'm learning you're ugly.
Good.
With me, I thought I was embracing another creature from another planet, but it turns out I'm embracing someone ugly.
She... And everyone should treat her like she's not reading the lines correctly. But it's clear that they filmed it and just went with it. Or no, that's, yeah, that's kind of the mood we're going for, I should say. So she just kind of points out plot points and, you know.
Bib, it turns out I'm upset. It turns out I'm upset that you're ugly.
And I'm supposed to be upset by this? Apparently so.
It turns out I'm hot. I think I'm hot. And I think you're ugly.
Alejandro, please. Yeah, she doesn't really matter to the plot. She's kind of off her own world, just figuring things out. And Pip Fortuna's like going, then he has a flashback and he's like, yes, I remember when they cast me out. And it's his story, his high school story. It's pretty much the new Grinch movie with Jim Carrey, you know. Where he was
Yeah, what else can we do, really? It's just gonna, this guy's gonna be fucking kicked around just because he's got a slug head.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what else, seriously, what else are you gonna do?
What else can we do? I'm sorry. If you have a slug head, you're gonna get kicked around by other middle schoolers. Middle schoolers aren't gonna be like, you have a slug head. I think that's cool. I don't care if that's what Gen Z wants to be. That's not who they are.
Yeah.
Because kids are kids and kids are fucking mean.
We all know it. Unfortunately, it's just unnatural to be nice when you're a child.
It is.
It's unnatural, and like, good for you for learning empathy and thinking you understand it. But I think it's probably worse to not really. You have to really understand it, you know.
Well, I think the new kind of mean is probably meaner. Like, obviously, I'm not a kid, and I don't know very many children in this age, but it's like, I think the fake nice stuff is worse than the actual mean stuff. Cause I don't know. I didn't really get bullied. So I can't really be like,
yeah,
oh, it was good to be bullied.
It
Cause
was
it
great.
obviously, if people were actually bullied to the point of like awful, your like life like got worse because of it. Obviously this isn't the same, but if, I feel like kids are mean though. So
Yeah.
like there was definitely other kids that were mean to me like in middle school. And I feel like you grow because of that. I'm not condoning like actual bullying that actually brought you
Beat
down.
The shit out of some kids. You're learning about the way that the world just will work, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're gonna be fucking assholes everywhere.
They're everywhere. You step outside, there's 10 of them, and they're ready to be an asshole to you. So
every time I leave my house, there's 10 people outside waiting to be mean to me. And I'm ready for it because there are a few kids
I was mean to
middle
me.
School.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what, hey, I'm not going to pretend I know what any of this means. Maybe they're right. You know, maybe when they're 40, they'll be like, we're all doing well.
We're all really adjusted, and it's because we were all so nice to each other. And they'll be like, oh, that's true, Jerome.
It's funny that it's just like all the past generations. This is our new version of it, because the past one was like, you know, back in my day, my dad put a cigarette out of my eye, and I just said, okay, thanks. Like, come on.
Now we're like, back in our day, if kids were fucking mean, deal with it. And they're like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, it's
there's
like,
something wrong with you. And we're like, no, there's not. Fuck you, man.
That's
let
exactly
people
it.
Be mean to you. And they're like, this these people
like,
are
okay,
fucked up.
We're not listening to you anymore. Like, you had that privilege taken away because of your bullshit.
Anyway, back to my fears.
Our podcast where we all go over how sad we are. and how sad life is.
I wonder what made that happen. I'm not going to go back on it. It was probably something I did and not something that I learned in school.
That's life for you.
Poor Bib. He's going through this right now. So Bib we're is... so that's what it's going to start. It's going to be she finds the Guess Who game and she's like, "Bib, like this was you?" And then that's when I think that'll be the flashback. And it'll be narrated. It'll be kind of like Now and Then or Stand By Me, where it's just kind of like, I was 14 years old when I first learned I was different. And then that's when you'll just see like Bib Fortuna like riding a bike.
I don't know. It's really funny to me. I have a story where it's just it's like he's always been ugly, and then the reveal is that he was also the ugliest person on his own planet.
What's weird about Bib is that we don't look like that. Like, that's not what our DNA is like.
We
But
have just
Bib is different.
normal human hair and faces, and you know, we our eyes don't glow, and we don't have claws.
So what happened to Bib to make him this way? Like, what is the... I don't want it to just be a birth defect, because that's depressing. But it's kind of
what's
like
gonna
starting
be
to feel
less
like powder,
depressing?
where like he was just born different, and his life is gonna be terrible for the rest of
I
his
mean,
life.
what's better, that he knew what a good life was and then he lost it? Like, that's not any better.
Yeah, but like this turned so much sadder than we said it.
We're gonna write a movie about Bib Fortuna that's the most depressing
That's
thing
just powder with Bib Fortuna as the lead.
ever. We got some Grinch in there. Don't forget the Grinch when he was.
I
And
had a
except,
horrible life,
what
but
can I
then
say?
Java saved me. Instead of killing himself in an electric storm like powder, he just joins Java's palace.
At the end of the movie, this is the whole thing. He's wrapping up, you know, and he's still in the same place where him and his girlfriend sat down. And he started the story, and he turns to his girlfriend, and there's just a note there that explains that she's breaking up with him. And that it's over, and she's taking her stuff back. And it's just like, and then it cuts to the credits, you know. But then he looks at a pamphlet, and we won't know any of this. It's the Star Wars universe, so it's just like, just, you know, watch everything related to Star Wars, and then you won't be confused. So he'll just pick up a note, and it'll say, like, from Jabba, you know, like, and he's like, oh, I should really consider that job offer, you know.
A Java offer.
Java. It'll end on a joke like that. I should really consider that Java. Job. He'll say job offer, and then he'll say that Java offer. You know?
That's a good bit. Yeah.
Oh,
That'll make
hold
this
up.
incredibly sad story be worth it at the end where he makes that pun.
Well, what
What
if he
a
did
great
this?
Java offer? What?
What if he looks at the card and says, oh, this is a really great Jabba offer? And he's like, and then he goes, I meant Jabba offer. Because he would just accidentally said Jabba, you know? And he corrects himself and he's like, I mean, job.
Is that when Jabba's summoned? And so he got a normal job offer before, but he accidentally says Jabba offer.
Oh. And that's Jabba's whole ploy is that. He just, like, it's close enough to job that every once in a while people say Jabba instead. And, like, they'll say job offer, but they'll, like, have to correct themselves on offer. So they'll be like, Jabba offer. And they said Jabba offer. And he's like, you're now my slave or whatever.
It happens every so often. And when it does, it's really beneficial for me as Jabba the Hutt. That's my Java impression of him getting his new employees.
I love the accent. I love the new
It's
take
me,
on
Java
Java.
the Hutt, and I'm here to tell you that I know exactly that some people stutter through job offer and say Java offer. And it happens so frequently that that's how I employed all of my slaves.
That's a great explanation for that.
How else did he get him? He's this big fat worm. Like, how
I
is he getting
know.
people into his like area to like be his slaves at all?
Yeah, does
It
he
should
get.
be like some kind of curse. It's a curse. It's not even
Okay.
okay. That makes
Well, I
way
mean,
more
it
sense.
has to be like
Yeah,
giant slug man was just like, yeah, you work for me now.
I'd be like,
And
the fuck I do, and I
yeah,
just
right.
leave.
It's a curse.
This is a curse. Like, it's yeah, it's Jabba's curse that if someone like fucks up when they say I have a job offer. They say, I have a Java offer. That's when he gets you. And he's just kind of like, it fucking works. Like, if you just got a little hiccup like that, and then that's how you cursed people, like, you would just get like a nice small staff, you know?
Yeah.
Not crazy. You're not just like throwing people away, but you've got like a nice firm staff that you can, like, if someone needs to be eaten by that monster
Right.
downstairs, it happens. But like, someone's
Yeah.
gonna fuck up again and you're gonna get like a replacement, you know?
I have it. I think I have it, okay? And it has to do with what you're talking about, okay? So Jabba is clearly a sorceress of some kind in this scenario, correct?
Correct.
Here's the thing. He has put out this sort of curse that curses the species of one, or it curses like the child in an X amount of area to create some sort of monster that is going to be in a situation that they're, when Jabba comes running, ready for the curse, they're ready to just give in. And
Interesting.
so Bib Fortuna has actually been cursed by Jabba before his birth.
That's good.
Like,
So now we have a reason why he looks that way.
or because, you know, Jabba in his whole Han situation, another part of it could be his like parents, he had a very small, like, you know, like gambling gig, right? Where he took people's money and gave it out. And one time somebody gave too much, more than they had, and it's like, I can't pay. He's like, well, I'm gonna have to curse. If you don't come up with the money by Tuesday, I'm gonna have to curse your
I'm
first
gonna
child.
have to curse you. I like that very polite like response. Well, okay, so yeah, you didn't get my money back to me in time. I'm gonna have to curse you.
I have no choice. Like, you know, I don't
Listen.
like to curse your children, but I'm gonna have
That's
to.
something that you just go home to like your spouse with and you're just kinda like, yeah, there's no other fucking way. Like, he had to curse me, and they're like,
Right.
fine. But you did everything you could, and it had to happen. Or this sounds more like Honeymoon in Vegas, where he's just kind of like, he lied about the amount of money, you know,
Yeah.
Nick Cage, and
That's what, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
he's kind of like, you didn't, it was $10,000. He owed me $3,000. She immediately believed him. $3,000?
Yeah, right.
I need to marry? God. And I'm like, Sarah, just think for 5 seconds before you react to that.
Why is she trusting? If she trusts this man more than she trusts the her fiance, like, she needs to rethink some things.
Yeah, that's how I felt. And the now that I'm adult watching Honeymoon in Vegas, I think everything is Sarah Jessica Parker's fault. The entire movie. I don't think anyone else had any business. And she was just kind of like, yeah, sure, Nick Cage loses her in a poker game. And sure, like, why am I blanking on his name? James
Con,
Caan.
yeah,
Sure, James Caan
offered
decides.
that, yeah.
Yeah, decides that he's gonna take her, but she goes along with it. So in reality, Paul, whose fault is it?
And I guess,
Sarah
you
Jessica
know,
Parker's.
yeah, she really shouldn't have gotten herself into that situation.
But yeah, she does really give up on Nick Cage immediately because, like, yeah, obviously it's their fucked up faults that all this happened. But like, all James Caan had to say to get her to go to Hawaii was just, he owed me 3 grand, and she was like, 3 grand? Are you kidding?
Yeah,
And I was
and
like,
she wasn't
no,
like,
he's
go to him and
fucking
be like, three
lying to
grand? Like, are you fucking serious? Like,
you.
you're kidding.
And then she's like,
Like,
yeah, I'll go to Hawaii. Yeah, I'll marry you.
and like the situation too is that to take all the blame off of Nick Cage for betting his fiance in a game is that he did have a straight flush to the to the
Absolutely.
Jack.
He had a great hand.
Yeah, and then he, or was it Queen and the King? I don't remember.
I don't know.
But it was one more that the other guy had.
Yeah.
And then she's pretty into James Gunn's whole thing, even though the considering the circumstances.
I know. It is her. She wanted James Gunn to like her. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
No,
but
we're doing
let's
that.
let's move on from Honeymoon in Vegas and back to Jabba's Palace. I think we're on to something good with the curse. I think it is good that I think it's great that Jabba's cursing young children, and I think that it's great that it was probably their parents' fault that it happened.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that it's wonderful that we have this premise.
What about this? Oh, okay, just to make it, we gotta make this, I mean, we're in a zone now where it's gotta be as mean as possible. But at the end, there's a Beauty and the Beast style curse being broken where all the creatures start to morph back into their normal looks because Jabba's been defeated. But Bib Fortuna becomes uglier. Or he, like, turns into a guy and he's just a real ugly guy, you know?
Oh my god, that would be so funny. This movie has to be set in like this movie would have had to have been made probably in like the 1980s for any of this to fly.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's pretend we are going back in time to this awful messaged movie. But yeah, like, it shows everyone's going back and Bib's like, it's finally my chance. And he's holding his fiance's hands. And everyone makes this joke anyway about Beauty and the Beast, because there's like this moment where he turns into the guy and Belle makes this like grimace. And he's kind of like, you can fucking totally tell that she was into the Beast. And it's just kind of like, really?
Yeah, sure.
Adam? No, thank you. But yeah, that'll be basically what happens to Bib Fortuna here. It'll be like, he comes back, he's just like this ugly little weird guy, and then she's just kind of like, interesting. I kind of felt like this would play out different based on everybody else.
We
and there's like
it.
all these everyone else should be mega hot.
Yeah, they're like glistening in the sun. It's just like crying. It's just short.
They're just these. It's just a room full of beautiful people, and Jabba the Hutt's carcass is just in the middle. That weird, like, slug man that like eats and laughs turns into James Marsden or someone, like, just beautiful, like, and then everyone is just like a model, and then it should be like this big reveal too. She should just be like, Bib, and he'll like poke over.
Like,
I'm not gonna say any names because I don't want it to be like this is an ugly person. But like
swimming
he'll
through like this like sea of gorgeous men, like pushing them aside. Bib, Bib, where are you, Bib? And then she finally
like run. It should be like a slow motion run still though. Like he should be like popped over, and he'll be like, "It's me, Alessandro. It's me, Bib." And she's like, "What the fuck? You've got to be fucking kidding me." And he's like, "What?"
He's developed a whole new horrible personality. He's just loud.
He should think he's beautiful. He should be like, "It's me." Like, everything changed for all of us, right, guys? And they're like, "Right, Bib."
Think he's beautiful. It just gets meaner and meaner. He thinks he's beautiful. Like, Jesus. This fucking loser.
But remember, we're in the 80s when movies are fucking mean. This isn't now. Remember that it's not now.
He's got flies hovering over him. He's just...
he'll be, like, so, like... cartoonishly ugly. It won't be just like a random, like, slightly ugly man. This is the ugliest person you've ever seen.
It's like when they did
life.
Like the slow-mo, like when they would do the Ren and Stimpy, like, really the close-ups when they would scan up and it was just like all the horrendous parts of the body and stuff. Like, it's that, like, you know, stink lines and big gaping pores and you know, tooth with holes in them, like broken, you know, just all these things that it's really mean to.
And he'll just be like, look at us all, we're all beautiful. We're all beautiful. Me and you are the same. We're all beautiful. This is so bad.
This is getting to the part where I'm embarrassed to have written this movie. It's so mean. I'm just like talking about it. It's like, he's the ugliest guy I've ever seen. And he thinks he's good looking. And it's all these things that aren't his fault.
This is how Shallow Hal got made, and someone let it happen.
It's not our fault Shallow Hal exists, and we had to write a sequel called Bib
It's
Fortuna.
not our fault
Yes,
that we came up with a similar idea and it played out this way and we thought it was great up until we realized it was fucking mean, but Jack Black was already on board.
I read the script and liked it. There should be some other problems too. Should have really thought that one through.
If you think about it, it's really their fault for liking the script.
We wrote it as a joke, and then they.
I think
were
Gwyneth
like,
was like, let's do it!
Let's go. Oh my god, Gwyneth Paltrow was in that movie.
And we're like, oh god, Gwyneth, are you serious? Like, this is really bad. And she's like, I'll fund the whole movie, is what she said. She's like, and I'll write all the meanest parts about it. And they're like, Gwyneth, please, you gotta settle down.
Stop. You're making
and
the
then
script worse.
Jack was like, I can't believe that people are making me do this. And Jason Alexander was like, me too. Like, I can't believe that we're all being forced by Gwen to be in this movie with this horrible message.
That movie was like, today that movie would be like on Tubi in like the like movies made by Tubi that nobody touches. Just the worst movies you've ever seen.
It is bad. Like, watching it now is just like, I can't believe that anyone thought this was a good idea.
It's so bad, but it was just like, it was like, it was advertised, like it was just a movie. I think
yeah.
That was, people were, you know, that was pretty quick where people are like, this isn't cool. Like, nobody cared.
Well,
about.
There's also, I think someone talked about this on a podcast too, but like, there's this movie that is more recent than Shallow Hal that had Paris Hilton and just, I forget who the other lead, yeah.
I remember
that. It was just called like the hot, I forget what it was called, but it was just all about Paris Hilton being hot and having an ugly friend. And then just like the whole movie was just like about how ugly the friend was and how everyone wanted to date Gwyneth or Paris Hilton. And they had like a guy had to like fake date. And then like the moral of the story was the girl got hot later. It's kind of like, oh, so if you date a random ugly person, later they might
they
get
might
hot
be
and
hot.
That might work
Yeah.
out in your favor, and that's great.
Which is exactly what Bib Fortuna's girlfriend does. She stays with him like, maybe he'll grow into it. You know?
The only good moral of our story is that it doesn't work out for her.
she really, yeah. She
you
went...
fucking fool!
The only moral of the story is the person that decided to stand by the side of someone who, you know... They had loved before and decided to stick with them.
She's getting
bad.
Worse because originally she was a good person that just loved a man just for who he was and it didn't matter. And then she like learned all this backstory and then she just got like hung up on the fact that he could be hot later. And then when it doesn't happen, she turns into an even worse person. So really
yeah.
This story is about her just becoming worse and worse.
About her continuing to get punished for something that she's just like, she could, you know, easily, you know, nobody would blame her, I think, for removing herself from the situation. But we're just like, no, fuck her. You know, she, you know, fell in love with an ugly guy and then had some complicated feelings about it later. You know?
This is a story about a woman trying to fall in love with an ugly man, and it just should never happen. Kidding. You made a weird silence after that.
I'm laughing. Yeah, this is, oh my god, dude, this is gold. I mean, who's not gonna want to go see this Fortuna film with a worse message than a movie that came out 30 years ago?
From the people that brought you Shallow Hal and Teen Witch comes Bib Fortuna. It's the same story.
Pretty much the same. But you're going to feel a lot worse about it now because it's 2024.
Suck it up, Gen Z. Here's a story that's going to make you feel fucked up.
Isn't that what most of that is? It's like, fucking Gen Z, here's something that's bad. Like a lot of comedians, I was watching this comedian, and like, you can always tell when it's a conservative audience because that joke gets a laugh. And it's like, so that old, like, incredibly dated joke that's just offensive now, and we all, like, know that, like, it's just stupid and, like, tired. Like, that people that laugh at that, that's what you want. Like,
Yeah.
congrats to you. You just want to tell bad jokes, I guess. So, anyway. Back to our delightful movie that we're making.
I think
Fortuna
we're
dies.
wrapping up.
Fortuna dies.
He just gets hit by a car. Or should it just end just like Powder, where he's running out into a thunderstorm and just gets electrocuted? But in a way less sad, because we're not attached to Bib Fortuna at all. Maybe they should all just get electrocuted. Like, they all run out into the storm, and all these people are just running and getting electrocuted.
That's it. For no reason, they're running out into a storm. They're just one by one getting electrocuted.
Goodbye, James. I'll see you in heaven. Goodbye. This is the worst movie in the
Somehow
world.
worse than Indiana Jones movie, where he doesn't do anything the entire time, and it focuses on the least interesting part of the story. This movie, we're writing a movie that's worse than a movie that came out that was bad when it came out, and that was, referencing a director that's like so incredibly canceled that it shouldn't even be mentioned on a podcast. That's the beauty of the whole thing.
Oh, God. Well, I hope this one, Joe Dante, just turn your head on this one. We don't need feedback. We don't need it to be made exactly. If you want to read it, that's fine. If you have a way to make it different, keep it to yourself, but
Keep
you
it
can
to you.
write it on your own, maybe. But here are some thoughts.
Yeah, just I'm gonna say probably it's done. Don't touch it. Not that it's good, just that it's done, you know? It's not gonna get any better.
Joe Dante's like, no punch-ups, but no
But also, it's you're fired.
but no green light. Absolutely the fuck not.
Well, folks, this has been another Neighbors. I almost forgot the name of our show. Neighbors Trash writes.
This has been another one of Joe Dante's unopened emails.
That's a better name for the show. Joe Dante's Unopened Emails. We should just call the show that from now
You know
on.
what? Let's switch over. Joe Dante's open defense.
That's a great name for this show. Because I like doing these better than I've liked doing anything else.
This is really, we've only done these for like the past like month and a half.
Because it's like, oh, we could come up with a topic and neither of us wants to actually do any work. And then we talk about it, we're like, or we could do this, which is a
Is
hundred
more
times
fun.
better.
All right, we're rebranding. Joe Dante's unopened emails.
That's our podcast. Welcome to the first official episode, even though. Oh, yeah, it can be. This is the first official episode of Joe Dante's Unopened Emails.
Here we go.
I love this show so much. Well,
right, folks.
have a good night. Don't get stabbed in the eyes.
Didn't have anything else?
Night.
Night.